It's time again here on RIB Connect Radio to catch up with Clark Reynolds, the blind braille artist, to not only find out how successful his recent exhibition was, Decoding Braille, Decoding Me, but also to talk about his next exhibition, Journey by Dots, and his Arts Council funded podcast too. Hello, Clark, and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Hi there, and hi to all my listeners out there. It's been great to come back and talk about my love of art, but also my passion for Braille.
Clark, you seem to be a very busy man at the moment. And before we talk about Decoding Braille, Decoding Me, and of course your upcoming exhibition and the podcast too, would you be able to briefly explain what Braille art is, as you are sort of mainly in a way taking a tactile reading and writing form and turning it into art and visual art too?
Yeah, for me, Braille is really interesting because when you blow that dot up, it becomes a very distinctive pattern. And by giving colour, it entices people in who can see, but also allows my artwork to be touched. So in a way, I'm just a typographer, just that I use a dot. But not only a dot, I've done projects where I've used a square and also a star as the braille as well.
So, Clark, how successful was Decoding Braille, Decoding Me? And what sort of feedback did you get from people who came to see the exhibitions in the gallery space?
Oh, it was amazing. So it was exhibited again last year at Yellow Edge Gallery, but got headhunted by Newbury, the base gallery. And considering it was in January, nearly 300 people came to the exhibition in that month's time. I went up there to do a touch tour with the visually impaired, and it was amazing. You know, people, a lot of people are scared, especially in the visually impaired community, of learning Braille because of such a tiny dot. But, you know, they come up to me after and say, oh, I'm going to go home and learn Braille, because it opens the door up to kind of learning the pattern without being scared of that small dot. And then also with the sighted community, people were amazed at, they know Braille, but the idea of creating Braille that they can physically see and touch in a way through colour excites them. And people come up to me, and I was getting emails saying, you really changed my life. This is amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, and my art is more than just dots on a page. It's I always say it's more than the visual. It does help people understand about sight loss and about Braille, because unfortunately in this country we don't talk about sight loss as much as what we should do, I think. You know, so the idea, it opens up that door for people to actually start engaging and talking about sight loss. Because again, you know, RNIB just put that thing where only 93% of blind people see. Now when you talk to someone, the first thing, question that comes out of the mouth is, oh, you're blind. Oh, how can you do what you do? And then you explain to them that a majority of blind people do see. You know, every person is so different. It's like a fingerprint. So that misconception is still around in the 21st century. So my art breaks down those barriers.
And I believe you also had some of your work on you as well, if that's right.
Well, yeah, I've got my special braille suit that I've created, and it travels with me. And again, it draws people in and they look at it. I look like the Riddler, basically, but in braille.
You have an upcoming exhibition, Journey by Dots. Could you tell me a little bit about the work that's going to be on display in this exhibition and a little bit more about it? Because I think it's your biggest exhibition so far.
It is, and in the most emotional as well. As a six-year-old boy, I was obviously starting to lose sight in my right eye, and I went to a school called Cottage Grove. Now, Cottage Grove had a great outreach, and there's a gallery up the road called Aspects. And they took us there. And I just knew from the age of six, I wanted to be a professional artist. And I'm actually exhibiting at Aspects Portsmouth at Gunwharf 35 years later, as Aspects introduced me to art. So it truly is an emotional journey. And that's what the exhibition is about. It's called Journey by Dots. And it's my journey as a child right up to my adulthood now, how I've navigated the world through words in a way. So the idea is traveling through my journey as I walked through my old schools, like a sat nav, the train journey when I got my degree from Rochester, so the stations all the way back to Portsmouth. And again, the third journey is me reconnecting with art. So obviously couldn't drive anymore. So me getting on the bus and all the bus stops. And that literally is all in Braille, but neon colour Braille. Because the idea is that, you know, when you go to our gallery, most galleries are that white box, shiny floor. And that hurts people with vision impairment. So my gallery is going to be in the dark, and it's going to be lit by UV light. So the actual art will guide the viewers around because they're all in neon colours.
Wow, that sounds really exciting and a great sort of experience for people to, not only visually impaired people, but sighted people to experience too.
Yes. And also, I mean, my background for Lost was I was a model maker. So what I've done is I've actually created my own tactile pavement slabs, making a jig out of the originals that we feel on the ground. And I've created one so when you come to my exhibition, you can physically stand on my artwork and sit on my artwork, which is unusual in itself.
Wow, it sounds really exciting. You've also launched Art in Sight, your Arts Council-funded podcast, a journey along the South Coast, looking into description through conversation with your friend Steve Baker. And it sounded like you had a really enjoyable time going to the galleries.
Oh, it's amazing. So when you lose your sight, as a creative, I never went to galleries anymore because I just didn't feel like audio description did it justice, the artwork that I remembered. So if I was going to go to Tate and saw Liechtenstein, I know what Liechtenstein looks like, but I just don't believe that the audio description gives it the power, the emotion. So the idea was my friend Steve, he describes the art, but we have a conversation and I ask questions and makes him look closer at the art. Because on average, a sighted person will look at art for 45 seconds and they'll walk off. When me and Steve talk about an art piece, we could talk between 5 and 10 minutes on one art piece, trying to decode it through an emotional conversation. So it's amazing. And it's really exciting meeting new people and new galleries and experiencing art in a totally new way without using my eyes, but using the power of the emotion of a conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right there, because I think certainly when you're describing or having a descriptive conversation with somebody about a work of art, or even whether it's description in the theatre or something like that, as somebody who's listening to that description, you're certainly getting a lot more because of a description. You're spending a lot more time, as you say, looking at it and sort of going through the work of art too. So I think we do, as visually impaired people, we probably get a much enhanced sort of view of things.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea is, with my art and also with the podcast, I'm trying to put the visually impaired person in control in a way, because we live in a visual world. There's no two ways of getting about that. But the idea of coming to my exhibitions or listening to me on my podcast, you're getting a better insight, hence the word art insight, into that art piece. And you're probably thinking, oh, well, I didn't really understand that. And now I do, you know, and they look at the art piece in a totally new way by hearing my podcast. And hopefully the idea for me is, why are galleries like libraries now? Why can't you physically go to the National Gallery with your friend, look at an art piece like Turner and talk about it in situ? Why do we have to be so quiet and walk around like there's no energy, no emotion? I want people to start talking about art in situ. That's my plan.
Clark, if people would like to find more about your upcoming exhibition, Journey by Dots, and also the podcast Art in Sight 2, where can they go to find out more about the exhibition and listen to and maybe also subscribe to your podcast?
Yeah, so my website is www.seeingwithoutseeing.com. When you go onto there is just a button that says Art in Sight. Click on that and it'll take you to the link on Spotify. But it's on all available podcast sites like Apple and all the others that people use. And then the exhibition is that there's a link on today about the exhibition coming up at Aspect Portsmouth. But if you want to find out more, Aspect Portsmouth website, just Google Aspect Portsmouth. There's only one. You'll find out a lot more details. It opens on the 8th of April and it runs to the 26th of June.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Clark Reynolds, the blind braille artist, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. Until next time.